These drawings that I exhibited in Rome are mainly drawings from sculptures in St. Peter's Basilica. And I didn't choose the subjects based on who they were for or to, but I chose them strict, you know, just on the visual experience I had with them. So I walk into St. Peter's and totally in love with the place. It's magnificent. I think it's absolutely spectacular. And I would walk around and see, I visited it many times, and I walked around and saw, like, which sculpture really kind of spoke to me. I mean, like, really, in some cases, I think they did. So this particular drawing of Fortitude, I just found her so strong. And she's clearly a feminine figure, but she's immensely strong and powerful.
It's very interesting that she is such a powerful figure, because typically, even within the church, women wouldn't have held such a powerful role. But here she looks like a warrior. I think that's a sword she's wielding there.
Yeah. She's got a great big sword resting on a shield, and her arms are muscly. But she's not masculine at all. She is very feminine. But there isn't any emphasis particularly on what I suppose in our modern culture, what we think of as feminine attributes. But there's no mistaking. She's an Amazon, I suppose.
She looks like a soldier, really, doesn't she?
She does, but her expression is alert. Her head is turned to the right, her right, and she's watching. She's prepared, she's ready, but at the same time, she is dressed in swirling fabric. Her hair is moving. You know, it's long hair. It looks like there's a softness about it, and I think that's what I find so interesting, because she's obviously wise and very measured and totally in control of herself. You know, she was probably watching me.
You do a lot of religious statues or statues. I mean, you're talking about St. Petersburg. You're very inspired by that. I mean, is your faith important to you, or is that sort of faith aspect of art important?
It is important, and I think that as an artist, you have to be aware, or maybe artists are aware, that there's much more than we understand. And actually Shakespeare covers that in some of his plays, and certainly in Hamlet. And I know other poets have considered it. So, yeah, I think maybe creative people, maybe I'm wrong, I'm sure everybody is aware of something, but I think artists tend to address it. And it's certainly something that's very prominent and present in my world.
Yeah, but we live in a very materialistic world, don't we? And I don't necessarily mean that in the necessarily like materialistic in terms of gathering things or whatever, but just materialistic as in we only believe or trust in what we can see and what we can touch, what we can feel. We're, in a sense, we're all kind of doubting Thomases. We are the age of the doubting Thomas.
I suppose in terms of these drawings or these sculptures that I've been looking at, they are tangible, and they are work by people who've lived maybe 300 years before us, 400 years, 200 years before us. And this is work that people have really thought about, and maybe they have addressed those very issues. And they've produced something that is material and tangible for us to understand. So, you know, maybe that's okay, that part. But I do agree that idea of the weight on material goods is very relevant to my work, because all of the drawings in this exhibition are on tissue paper, which is barely there. It's extremely delicate. It's ephemeral. You can see it actually in the work, that it looks kind of creased in some cases. And in fact, when the work, if you were to look at it over time, the picture does change because the paper breathes. So that idea of material, I mean, tissue paper, it's very hard to get your hands on it. It's hard to handle. It is actually barely there. So in this material world, I've created something that might not be there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've taken something like a sculpture, which is very solid, which is very there, and turned it into something more ephemeral almost.
Yeah. That's a good point. I have to think about that. Yeah, I'm not sure why. I think it's because the immense power of the sculptures, especially by the works by Bernini, they are so strong, and they've been made of marble or bronze. To present them on something that's so delicate almost emphasizes, I think, the contrast with the mighty work in stone or marble or, you know, bronze. And also, I think in today's world, things seem to be moving very fast. Time seems to be moving very quickly. And possibly, maybe my work would reflect that by doing it on the tissue paper, which it could be gone tomorrow. It could, you know, if a drop of water gets on the paper, it disappears. Mm. So
that's quite a material to work with as well, isn't it? I mean, there must be quite a bit of stress when you're working on it, if even your tea spills on it or whatever. That's it. That's the end of all your work.
No tea breaks. It's a great joy to do the work. And yes, it is stressful. And if there's an exhibition and I have a deadline, then yeah, it can be very stressful and I can't make any mistakes. But there's a great joy in doing the work. And in the case of working on the drawings from Bernini, or the sculptures from Bernini, and working on my own drawings, I feel like I engaged in a communication with the artist, because I was looking at his work and there was a connection. And I think this is really, really exciting. So I wasn't really aware that I was working on tissue paper. I was just having a dialogue with Bernini himself, because he was giving me messages that he left in his work for other people to see now. Mm. So, yeah, I wasn't that aware of it.
Yeah, so you bring it to life, I suppose. I mean, the other drawing that you did was of, you think it was possibly Bernini's doctor.
Oh, yeah, we walk around the corner.
Yeah,
we can walk around the corner here and see. My pronunciation is probably going to be horrendous. Gabrielle Fonseca. And this is a sculpture that's in the church of San Lorenzo in Lucina in Rome. And it's just an incredible piece of artwork by Bernini. And it's the sculpture is of a man with a beard, and he's leaning over a kind of a balcony, and one of his hands pressed to his chest, and he's looking intently to his left. So I did a drawing concentrating particularly from kind of his nose down to his hands, which are resting on the marble balustrade. So this pencil drawing, which is just black and white and grey, is, I think, I think it captures a moment in that actually could be in all our lives. I think it is in all our lives. And to me, this fellow is saying, you know, me, you know, and I just think that it's a very contemporary idea or feeling. Mm. And I've captured that on the drawing.
Good thing, yeah. And I mean, in terms of, I mentioned there earlier that you draw a lot of inspiration from pictures in churches and from statues in St. Petersburg and stuff like that. I mean, was that a golden era of art, if you like? Because a lot of the famous pictures that we think of, or pictures that we think of, we forget that a lot of them were commissioned by the church, that the church were one of the great patrons of the art.
Yeah. That's something that every artist, I think, must be aware of. The church, they paid people to do what they're good at, and that's what artists are struggling for now. We're looking for that kind of support, encouragement, and the church gave it and still give it. So I think that should be recognized more. You walk, you know, again, just thinking of the churches in Rome, and you walk in and they're just stunning. And they were done by people, workers, who were respected. Maybe they could have been respected more, I don't know. There's probably a big debate about that. But certainly their work, they had the opportunity to express and to use their talent and display their skill. And the church actually brought this on. It encouraged it. And now those very people are remembered through that work. It's still there. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and still speaking to people like yourself, yeah, artists hundreds of years later who are interpreting their work.
Yeah, yeah. And if you go into any, again, talking about the churches, but if you go in, it doesn't have to be people who are religious or anything. They can, if tourists go in, they're in to see the artwork. I mean, that's just amazing. It's just wonderful. And not only has the church supported artists in the past, they're still supporting those very artists from the past by keeping their work there alive. It's just amazing. It really is.